Just listen. Oh no, it's that 3-year age gap, isn't it?
I assume it's for Angela, for the bosom.
Of course! Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow.
I honestly, for a second, the chord changes sounded like it was going to be, make you see you won't find nobody.
Ooh, a little Uncle Cracker.
Uncle Cracker.
I mean, we could.
Kind of sounded like Uncle Cracker.
You and I could get down with some Uncle Crack.
That was like my fucking like senior year of high school.
That was every
when I had
white
sex
girl's
twice.
Oh, you slut. You're so you skanky.
And twice I had sex.
Didn't he end up never being gay too?
What?
Didn't he end up being gay too?
No, I never had sex with the gay guy.
Oh, crazy. That's so weird.
Weird. He grabbed my tits a couple times.
Ooh. Ooh. He's such a player. Oh my God. You got to second base. Oh my God. Wow. It's really easy to revert back to high school. High school attitude
like,
again, isn't
my
it?
My eyes are watering. I don't even know why. I'm upright, you guys. I'm sitting upright.
You're up.
My Costo is gone.
It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you too. I drank a whole bottle of wine last night in celebration of my Costo being gone. I'm like, oh, so I don't have liver failure.
Oh, I was going to say
so
Mother's Day.
So I'll celebrate
Day.
By giving myself liver failure.
I was going to say Mother's Day because you're a mommy.
Well, true. I am. I'm a mummy.
You are. You have two cats and a dog.
And a dog. And
plants.
I woke up this morning and there was like a thing of like Applebee's delivered to my house. And I was like, did
Ew.
I get that drunk that I ordered Applebee's and like didn't realize it? But no, it just randomly got delivered to my house. It was like a Mother's Day gift.
From who?
I didn't eat any. It was just, they just delivered it to the wrong place.
Oh, I mean, this is depressing on so many levels.
Yeah, sorry for them.
I'm not that sorry for them because if they chose Applebee's of any place to have something delivered, ew. Applebee's
it's
sucks.
It's that overnight, too.
Applebee's like is chicken. Like the Walmart to a Target.
It is totally the Walmart.
Like,
yes.
Target is a Chili's and Applebee's is a Walmart.
Chili's, exactly. Yes, I would say Chili's is the Target.
Yeah, okay, so what was it? A chicken?
Oh, so it was like Asian chicken tacos.
Which were
soggy. Like, the tacos, I assume, were supposed to be crispy. But, I mean, again, this set overnight.
Ew.
This is so sad. In the rain.
Oh.
So it was just, like, crispy, non-crispy chicken Asian tacos.
That's wrong.
Riblets with French fries. Oh, God.
Riblets? What the fuck is a riblet?
Oh, like, that's, like, their specialty. That's Applebee's specialty.
Oh, my God. This just gets more and more depressing. Ribs. Riblet is a rib?
I did heat those up, and I took a bite of one of them, and no, I was like, You did not.
Nope. It sat overnight in the
rain. I was like, I might as well. It was like fucking $60 worth of to go. I was like, okay.
Okay, well
let's
try. I think that
the third thing was onion rings, and I'm like, there's no way to salvage onion rings overnight.
I think technically you taking a bite of that rib is like getting your second dose of a COVID shot.
Yeah, I think I'm immune.
It contains all the antibodies.
I think I can
everything.
Cancel on the 19th.
Yeah, exactly. Ew. That's so
It was
sad.
Really gross. Really rough. And I did this while watching Seeking Sister Wife.
I haven't watched it yet.
On my phone. Okay, so I watched it. You know what? The fucking Merrifields aren't in it this episode.
Oh, well then why
so
even
So why
bother?
Even put out an episode?
How dare they? On Mother's Day? On Mother's Day, they're going to deny us.
The next episode, she's like, I just felt like a third wheel. A third wheel?
What?
If you wanted to have sex with her, you should have just fucking told me, okay? So next episode should be good.
She felt like a third wheel? Oh, how did we not see this coming? Jesus.
I just want to blow your mind by telling you that she's crying.
Oh, Danielle.
She doesn't cry. She's not a crier.
No, she's not. I mean, that's how you know it's really hitting her. She's such a pillar of strength.
And he's like, I know. I just felt like I saw her and I just wanted to kiss her. And I'm sorry that happened. I mean, it's going to be awful.
Well, you did more than kiss her.
Ugh, fucking gross. gross. Miss Nebby, fucking teen.
Miss Bert.
Okay, speaking of Seeking Sister Wives, I would love to talk about the Snowden's controversy because I did watch, I listened to Heather McDonald's interview with, what's her name?
Oh gosh, I forgot her name, but she was the, well, one of their previous sister wives before they were even on the show.
Right, and then I listened to her, I watched her YouTube interview with John Yates.
Okay. He's the one that I found out I'm blocked by for some reason. Yeah, and I have no fucking idea who he is.
You're in a fight.
Yeah.
But I did watch that whole interview. He's, I mean, he could not even be there, honestly. Okay. But this woman is so fierce.
Yeah.
And beautiful and powerful. And, I mean, God, her skin is like fucking like silk. But other than how beautiful she is. She's like, yeah, no, I'm scared. Like, he's going to come after me now.
Oh, shit.
But she's like, I want to, I'm sick of sitting here and being silent.
Yeah.
And the interview was horrifying.
Was it?
I mean, nobody listen to this if you have, like, really bad PTSD from domestic abuse. But, I mean, she went through a lot, and she said that Crystalline has gone through, like, double what she's gone through.
Oh, God. I mean, so, there's just so many questions I have. Good. Is it worse or more graphic, more information than the one that Heather McDonald had on her Patreon? Someone sent me.
Oh, way better interview. Way better. Way more.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a much better interview. It's like it's very long. She gets into a lot of details. Ooh. It's very, very difficult to listen to, but I think it's important that people do listen to it. And I think that people should listen to it. And at the end, she's like, fucking write TLC. Tell them to get these fucking assholes off the show. So me watching Seeking Sister Wife this morning, it's such a different lens to watch this on. Because I'm like, I'm watching this as like, I hate both of you.
Yeah.
Like, I truly hope bad things happen to both of you.
Yeah.
So I can't watch it normally anymore. And I hate that at the beginning of the season, I was like, I like these people. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good looking.
I thought he was a smarmy piece of shit the second he came on TV. I hated him the instant we met them the first season. He's a fraud.
You need to listen
He's
to
a smarmy
interview.
Piece of shit, but okay, I'll find it.
He's not so much smarmy as he is like a horrible piece of shit abuser.
Well, what I mean by that is that he's manipulative, and this image that he puts across, it's clear that's not truly the type of person he is. It's not him.
Yeah, so it's difficult to watch this, and TLC needs to do something. Mm-hmm. They have to do something. So if anyone wants to let us know if there's like a petition or a GoFundMe or like something happening of like that we can talk to TLC and be like, get these monsters off the show.
I mean, if you think about
it, to happen.
They are still on the show. But if you think about Unexpected, they ripped those two 16 and 17 year olds off the show because of a photo he took
we were like, okay.
Well, I mean, it was a stupid thing to do, but to rip them off the show for that. But here we have one, two, three, at least four women that are saying he's abusive physically, mentally, emotionally.
It's more than that.
Oh, God.
It's like many, many women. It's really terrible. And in, I guess I'll just spoiler alert for Seeking Sister Wife, but... What's the sister wife? What's like the crazy sister wife?
Oh, Taylor, the henna artist.
She leaves. She leaves in this episode.
Really?
She's like, yeah, I'm done. Yeah, she leaves.
Well, I mean.
So she leaves before Crystalline does.
That's really throwing yourself in the real fire of parenthood. She went from single woman to a house with five kids and obviously the two monsters during COVID. I'd be out
during
of there, too.
COVID.
Those Velcro kids that are just climbing up her all the time.
The main takeaway I got from this interview is that the Snowdens have any sister wife sign a NDA.
Shocking.
That has nothing to do with TLC. But they'll have their own personal, like, Snowden.
Oh, I wonder why that is. I mean, you and I, when we became friends.
No red flags there.
We had each other sign NDAs, right?
Yeah, of course, of course.
I mean, my kids, I mean, as soon as they could write their first letter of their first name, I was like, you guys write this shit down. You're not telling your therapist about this later.
You will never tell anyone what happens in this house. You will never talk about the wound.
You will not talk about the wound, and you will not talk about how I blackmail you into letting me squeeze your butt cheeks until you're, like, at least 15.
The googie butt cheeks.
Oh, my God, they're so good. Actually, I got a little, oh, God, now I don't know what it's called, like the little apple tracker thingy. It's like a little thing you could put on your keychain so you don't lose your keys or whatever. And I told Charlie I want to install it in between his butt cheeks so I can track him down at all times so I can find his little butt cheeks and squeeze him. I know that sounds disgusting for anyone who's not a parent,
I get it.
Anyway.
Like, the things I say to Walter is just like, Walter's butt is so smelly and I love it so much and he has the smelliest butt in the world and it's the best butt I've ever seen.
Walter's a dog, by the way, for those of you who have not been listening.
Yes, Walter's a dog. He's my dog.
And Charlie's my son, obviously. Otherwise, it'd be weird for me to be talking about that.
Also, me singing that song is me in my car away from all the animals. I'm just singing it in my car.
Just bopping your head.
Because I'm a
like
psycho.
Like you would to Uncle Cracker. You're just like jamming to your Walter as a smelly ass.
Yeah. Walter does have a smelly ass. He doesn't have a smelly ass. He's like the cleanest dog in the world. But anyway, what else do I have here? I wanted to say thanks for the good reviews that everyone's posting on Jody's reality TV. I really love that. Thank you so
Are you being sarcastic?
Not even for me, for Jody. Thank you so much, because she was about to go down to like 3.5.
Are you being sarcastic or no? Oh, stop it.
No,
oh.
I'm being serious. Like, a bunch of people jumped in and left a bunch of nice reviews.
Thanks. And leave some reviews on this one. Nice ones, please.
No, we have one review on this podcast, now, and it's lovely. Very nice.
Thank you, guys.
So thank you, guys.
You're the sweetest. It's the best Mother's Day gift we could ever ask for.
Yeah, right. Listen, we know that going forward, everyone loves Jody. So nobody really likes me. So just
so not
just,
true. Go deep into those just reviews.
Know that I know that.
Very, very false. Okay. Anyhow.
I want you to find one single review where I'm the one that people like more, because it's non-existent.
Well, now you're just begging for everyone to talk about me and my nasally voice and how I'm some crazy radical feminist.
Now we'll have a whole week of reviews being pro, like, Amanda's better.
Apparently I'm pro-rape. I'm also pro-women's rally weekly. I hold one. I mean, by God, people.
Jesus
anyway.
Christ.
Can we talk about some 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After?
Sure.
All right. Obviously, the opening song was a little ode to Angela's bosoms. I'm with her on this one. I'm absolutely with her. I would love to lift my bosoms up where they're supposed
to be. I would love to lift my bosoms, and they're so tiny. I still want them to be lifted.
No, you have good boobs. You have like a good, healthy boob ratio.
Oh, one good boob. The other one's a little saggy, and like it does get under boob sweat.
Oh, your one little boob gets a little bit of sweat sometimes. Oh, you poor thing. I get
so what is your life
like while I'm
showering? You're just always sweating? You always have under boob sweat?
Oh, well, I mean, like, after a workout, my sports bra is just, like, sweat halfway up from under boob sweat. But, yeah, I mean, it gets a little muggy under there. But I run warm.
I run warm.
You know what? I should have brought a scale in here. I do want to weigh my boobs and see how much my boobs weigh. Because what did she say hers were? She said like 5 pounds each, which seems pretty light to me. Like, I think I probably have at least a couple pounds each boob.
I might have a couple pounds each. I think mine together would probably be 5 pounds.
That's so cute how you can get your entire boob in your hand. I'm so jealous. Look at mine. My entire hand is still under my...
Yeah, but I'm jealous of you. You have better boobs than me is what you're showing me.
No.
Showing me better tits.
Not better. Heavier and more girth. Anyhow, I am all for it. I actually don't totally enjoy Angela as an entire human being. She's great to watch on TV.
Right.
I'm with her on this one. I think it's fantastic. She's going to feel like a whole new woman.
Oh, totally. Anyone who has huge tits should get a reduction.
Yeah.
No, wait. That
if you want
weird, but
them.
But if you want them, like, you're like, it'll take so much weight off your back. Yeah. Like, just do it.
Divots.
And this whole thing with like checking in on Michael, I don't give a fuck what Michael thinks about this. This is her fucking body, and this is her like walking around.
Yeah. Carry those things around.
He doesn't
around
get a say
all
in this.
All day. And then let's talk. Like, if you're nutsacks, yeah, or nutsacks, you guys have one, right? Like, there's two nuts
nut
in
sack
it.
It's a sack.
If they were that, I mean, think about that. If it was like getting in the way between their knees, knocking around all the time, they'd be the first
ones
hacking
a thing
them off.
Yeah, God forbid.
Now, when she called him on her phone, first of all, I took note of her phone because her phone is the most Angela thing I've ever seen in my life. Totally bedazzled. And it had not only a pop socket, but it also had a mirror on the back and like a dangly little charm.
Oh, it's
charm.
A mirror. Okay. I was wondering what that square
was. It really was like a Swiss Army knife of phones, a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It was so Angela.
Yeah.
But she calls him, and then she gets mad at Michael because he doesn't want her to get a boob job or he's jealous, but she loves it. And she said that the doctor medically massaged her boobs. Medically massaged.
Yeah, but like she really made a point to say that. Like, ugh.
That is the worst part. Well, no, it's not the worst part of every gynecological visit, but it's pretty awkward. The worst part is the scooting down. Like, hey, just scoot down a little bit. And
that is
and
the
woman's
worst
like, oh,
part.
Really? Oh, okay. Oopsies.
Always, always. You're never far down enough. Even if you prepare that, they're like, yeah, just scoot.
Well, you
a
can't
bit
prepare
like...
because can you imagine if a woman was like already down there and a doctor was just like, whoa, okay. Of course you're going to have to scoot
wide
down.
Open vagina. It's the worst.
And there's
it's
no graceful way to scoot down that thing. You're kind of like, well, here I come. Boom, baba,
I need to
boom,
do that
baba
like in the next few weeks. And I'm just really, really
you
excited.
You know what
for
I read
it
somewhere? Instead of yearly, what? It's gone to like every 3 years an exam. I read that somewhere recently.
Yeah, I'm on my third year.
Well, why have I been going every year then? My doctor's like, what the fuck? She keeps showing up. What does she like?
You know, I go, well, the last time I went, I had missed like 7 years and I was like, oopsie.
No. Oh, that's not good.
Because I'm not responsible.
I'm going to put a reminder in my phone to have you go.
Okay. I was going to say, I do have an appointment.
It's when you have to scooch on the
I
table.
I have to wait until after my second COVID vaccine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bruise is healing pretty nicely.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I got a really bad bruise from it. I was going to say, anyway, but scooting down the table, and then when they have to give you a little breast massage, there was like, oops, my hands are a little cold. You're like, it's okay.
It's all so awful, and just like...
And you're looking at them, but they're looking at your boob, but you're still having to carry on
the
conversation.
Oh, I'm not looking at them. I'm always looking at the wall as I feel them scraping, and it's just... Oh, God, it sucks. Being a woman sucks.
Yeah.
Any men who are listening to this, this is what you're missing.
Yeah, imagine
they're scraping your fucking like cervix or uterus or whatever the fuck,
and you're forced to have the most awkward coffee
awful
conversation, like a little. So, what do you do in the summer? Okay, yeah, great.
It's oh no, I don't even do. Oh, it's so
you just
awful
go in, spread
it's
them, so scoot awful down, and stare at the wall.
I mean, and then the whole rest of the day, you're like, ooh, you feel ashamed the rest of the day. You're like, somebody like opened my vagina wide today.
But you know what?
At 9 a.m.
No one ever folds their clothes as well as you do at the gynecologist's office. I mean, you, that stuff is set up. It's like military corners on your shirt and everything. Yep. Folded perfectly just so.
God, I'm so dreading this. Mm-hmm. I'm so dreading this.
All right, how the hell do we get here? Oh, from Angela medically massaging her
Angela
boobs
with her tits.
Last thing I just have to say about that is I really need to give it up for all Nigerian men who value big breasts. They value big boobs. It's a sign of wealth, of status. I would kill it in the Nigerian game. Like, if I'm ever single again, God forbid, oh, God. Because we know I'm not going to survive dating apps. I might just move to Nigeria. Right?
I think you're
killing it.
You can move to Long Island. You're going to do real well.
You don't see my profile a lot. You don't really see this nose and everything that I have happening.
No, I promise you'd do real well in Long Island. My butt does real well in Long Island.
See, but I have a flat ass. It's big, but it's flat.
But you have boobs, and I don't.
Mm.
You and I could work as a team. We could be
body double.
We could go in as sister wives.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's got the T, I got the A.
Swap.
We'll have sex once a month.
You have way more of a sex drive than I do. Like, you could just have him all. He could, like,
really
come in
don't.
And go, like, honk, honk, and then just you take him.
I really don't even want that. Oh. I'm so done.
All right. Who else was in this episode? Oh, Kalani Asuelu.
That hot. Who's the person that I asked, the people that I asked you about? Like, Hovi and Jara? Or whatever.
Hovi.
I was like, do we like these people?
Hovi and Jara. Oh, my God. It's so funny. Jovi and Yara.
Jovi and Yara.
All right. So, yeah, you were like, do we like these people? And I said, at first, we kind of hate both of them. But then you really hate Jovi, and Yara becomes our bitch. She's a bitch, but she's our bitch. And we like her.
Okay.
Then Jovi becomes slightly more likable in a certain way during the tell-all. And now I just don't really care to watch them with a newborn baby. Don't
give
a shit.
He does have 1,000 teeth, dude.
His 10 million teeth.
I hate that you told me that, because I'm like, all I can see is his teeth.
Oh, that's all
anyone
saw.
Why do you have so many teeth?
I was convinced that their baby was going to be that 0.001% of babies that are born with a full set of teeth. But thank God she wasn't.
Yeah. He has 1,000 teeth.
Yeah, and he looks like a mix between Ducky on Pretty in Pink, from Pretty in Pink, and
John Cryer.
And I think he also looks like, kill me, Tim Curry. A little Tim Curry-ish.
I can see it.
It's the way, like, his...
Because Tim Curry has a huge mask. Like, the mask.
Yeah, and when he smiles, the corners of his lips go really far back where you see the back.
But he'll never be Tim Curry. No. You can never be Tim Curry.
I mean, the height of Tim Curry's career, though... The Worst Witch.
I would say that the height of Tim Curry's career is
Clue. Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I agree.
We need to do Clue on one of our podcasts and get Nick in, because he could literally quote the entire movie.
That's like Paige. That's like my daughter. She's obsessed with that movie.
I love that. Get Paige in here. She would never do it.
No, she got too shy. Okay, let's move on from Jovi and Yara, because, I mean, what the hell is there to talk about? He got the wrong diapers, whatever.
Cool.
I don't know.
He tries her breast milk.
Oh,
and
that,
I feel like
I wanted
he
to
thought
gag.
That.
I couldn't, no.
Really? Because I thought that was not that big a deal. I was like, okay, I feel like this is, like, a common. Like,
oh, whatever. I'm sure people do it all the time. Me, personally.
Yeah, Friends did this in 1996, so calm down.
I never... had a desire.
Tastes
to
like cantaloupe water.
Yeah, I don't know. Just not my thing.
He's like, yeah, it's crazy because I used to always go out and party, but now it's COVID, so I have to stay in. He sucks.
Yeah. She's the only kind of personality that could deal being in a relationship with him, though. He has to be
also,
with a bitch.
Her Botox is not her lips, but it's more like above her lips. It's like the space between her lips and nose. That's where she got the Botox.
No, what I think she did is I think she got filler, and then I think she got Botox in her little smile lines, and the combo of the two just makes it like...
Yes.
Also, their daughter's named Myla. I don't know why, but it reminds me of like a medical term for tissue or something. Doesn't it sound like mitochondria, or it sounds like...
I don't know. I feel...
Hymen.
I thought the name should be Mila.
Yeah, Myla.
Mila seems like that's... I mean, fucking who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's talk about Julia and Brandon. I just want to know your general thoughts about these two. Julia and Brandon are like the little tiny short couple.
Oh, no, I know who they are. The green card interview.
Oh, I mean, on the edge of your seats. I'm sure everyone was just, like, really stressed out watching this.
But I actually did relate to this, because
right.
I've gone through this. And it does, I mean, she's like, oh, my God, I'm going to throw up. Like,
You were that stressed out, too?
There. Oh, I had to leave the security line to go to the bathroom to puke, to dry heave. because I was so nervous.
I would just assume, I mean, you're married. They're not going to send you back.
Yeah, and I, you know, looking back now, I'm like, okay, I'm Canadian. Like, they're not, like, Canada is the last country that they're actually, like, looking at.
Right.
For.
Although, I mean, anything. She is from Russia.
Yeah, she's from Russia. So,
but look at the two. I mean, what other 5 foot two couple is going to come in there? You're like, oh yeah, they're trying to pull one over.
I mean,
on
when
us.
When I went to my green card interview, there were like 50 other people there, and they all had like translators with them.
Okay,
like it was just it was an intense situation, and like if you. I learned that if they call you in and then they separate you, you're not getting in. Like, they're going to question both of you. But, like, me and Brad both got pulled in. The guy had clearly looked at our file 10 minutes before. He's like, okay, so you guys met, like,
oh, so you mean they don't bring home their workload and just study at home the night before for all these interviews?
Yeah, shocking. And it's like,
I mean, for the $7 an hour this government job probably makes.
Yeah, I know, it's so sad. It was like this, like, yeah, this guy was clearly just like drinking coffee, mm-hmm. like the exact what you would cast in central casting as like a guy who does this job.
Right.
It's like this Asian guy and he's drinking coffee and he's like, all right, so you met a few years ago. And we're like, yeah, here's our wedding pictures. We were planning to answer questions like, what side of the wall is your bathroom light switch?
Right. Like, what color is their toothbrush? Who brushes their teeth first? Yeah. Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
But he was like, so you met? And we're like, we have our wedding album. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he kind of flipped through it and he's like, all right, stamp. White blonde girl from Canada. I'm not really looking at this, but okay. I can imagine how somebody from Russia would be like freaking out.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's a scary process.
I guess I'm just turned off to Julia after the tell-all. She was just so annoying and kind of on the wrong side of everything. You just have to watch it. She was just really annoying. And the whole season was her against Brandon's parents, because Brandon's parents are super helicopter. I mean, talk about tracking Brandon's butt cheeks. Like, his mom probably actually does this sort of thing.
Right.
You know, I'm sure she probably still tucks him in at night. And they were living at his parents' house. And Julia hated it. She was doing all these chores on the farm. We'll come to find out during the tell-all, they had a chance to live off on their own in an apartment. But she didn't like any of the apartments that he was picking out. So the whole season, we're like, what the fuck? And she was the one saying, no, Brandon, I'll do all your chores on the farm so you don't have to. So the whole season, we're like, oh, my God, his parents are the worst, which they still are. But... It all turned, and she was just fucking annoying. And she was saying that...
Well, what is she, like 23,
weight loss surgery,
22?
And plastic surgery. Like, no one should do that. Just go to the gym. You don't need to be doing that. Don't change yourself. And it's like, okay, real easy for you to say, size nothing. Wait until after you have kids, add another 30 years on your age, and then come talk to us. But during this episode, I took issue with... a couple things about Julia besides her really whiny personality. What is going on with this style of shorts now? I know there was something with the mom jeans. Like, the mom jeans are big with the young kids these days. But she was wearing these cotton shorts, and they were jacked up. Did you see this? They
were
pulled up so
high. The high waist
is
coming
that?
Back in. I'm fine with it.
Really?
Because that's where all my weight is like my lower gut. So if we can bring back high waist shit.
But would you have your shirt tucked into that? She had her shirt tucked in, jacked up, like pulled all the way up. I don't think that's a good look. That's not hiding anything. That's displaying it. That's very like, here's my fupa.
I just don't care about these people at all. I don't care about these people. I don't care about the other Russian couple with the breastfeeding.
Right. Okay, well, then let me just put two little notes in your head for you to notice for next time. For her, number one, for her being so nervous about going to this interview, I would like to think she should maybe dress up a little bit, not wear jeans and Keds with
no,
socks.
I wore like a suit.
I would have worn my wedding dress today.
I was Hillary Clinton at my interview.
Pants, the original Pantsuit Nation.
I was Pantsuit Nation.
Did you notice that she's wearing jeans, slip-on Keds with socks? And she did the
same
thing.
But really, when it comes down to it, they don't care.
When they got married, she wore, like, little bobby socks in gym shoes. With a wedding dress.
Oh, how cute.
I hated that. And I also want to know if, you know, put the seat in your head and I hope you see it. Okay, close your eyes. And I want you to imagine Brandon's face. And on the other side, very Rosie O'Donnell, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, I want you to imagine on the other, Hilary Swank in Boys Don't Cry. Tell me, are they or are they not the exact same person?
Oh, you're saying that Brandon is...
Hilary Swank in Boys Don't Cry.
Brandon, Tina.
Do they not look exactly alike?
No, I can see that. I can see that.
Okay.
He sucks.
He's really annoying. Ew. He thinks he's very charming and cute, and he's not.
He just reminds me of like a, what are those called?
Hand puppet? Marionette?
Not a marionette. The one where you put...
Sock puppet?
No. The one where you like talk like this.
Oh, a ventriloquist.
Yes, he looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
Mixed with the freckle face guy. The freckle face guy.
Alfred E. Newman?
No.
Alfred E. Newman!
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we got it. All right. We got there.
Well, we got it.
I'm still going to stick with Hilary Swank and Boys Don't Cry, as does another guy who is on like the original 90 Day Fiance, and his wife came here, Alessandra. This is like the OGs of 90 Day Fiance. We'll know
what's
I'm talking about.
What's the guy's name?
Oh, shit.
I feel like I've heard of Alessandra.
Fuck. I can't remember his name. Everyone's screaming at me. But listen, they had a baby, and their first baby came out dark-skinned. Some might say the father would be African-American, which is really interesting because her best friend is a black man that she knew from Russia or Ukraine or wherever she was at. Like, this child is absolutely biracial, which is fine. He's come to be...
Josh?
Yep, that's it.
Got it.
Yeah, but they've had another child since, and more power to him. But she tried to say...
Oh, yeah, that baby is...
And they never showed her face. It was just a very interesting situation.
God,
but she tried to say it's because her dad was, like, half Cuban.
Yeah, so's mine.
Yeah. All right. What else did I watch? What else were you watching? Besides Doughboys, Doughboys live feed.
I watched something.
What?
Remember what I watched?
What did you watch?
I watched Star Wars.
Oh!
On Friday.
Was that because you missed May the 4th? Were you going to really watch it on May the 4th?
No, like on May the 4th, he texted me and was like, are you guys doing your May the 4th episode? And I was like, oh, I totally forgot. And he was like upset about it.
Oh.
So
he's a real
what happened?
Star Wars head. What do they call those people?
He's very much an anomaly to me. I don't understand this person.
Your boyfriend?
Also, he's not my boyfriend at all.
You're his girlfriend, really, but he's not your boyfriend. Okay.
I'm getting less and less into him. But he had bought tickets for us to go to a drive-in, and then it didn't work out because dogs weren't allowed and blah, blah, blah. So I felt bad, and I was like, okay, I'll watch Star Wars, because I could tell that he felt, like, super bad, and he was, like, upset. So I agreed to watch Star Wars. So we watched Star Wars.
Episode 4.
Okay.
Right? A New Hope. Episode,
like, the very first Star Wars ever. Within about 12 minutes, I was like, okay, so you don't need to say anything unless I specifically ask you something, okay? Because he was like, so this is this person and this is... And I'm like, I don't need you to say anything at all. I'm like, I need you to just let me watch the movie. Like, and I was
let
that
me figure it
too.
Out on my own.
I was like, I need you to let me watch this movie and not do all of this. And I know you're excited. Like, I know you're really excited that you're showing this to somebody, but no. So he did good, but I could tell he was like, just like
on the edge of his seat wanting to tell you.
Oh, for sure. Like, he was staring at me like Ed in the fucking car and waved that way.
I need him to watch things with me, because that's what I need. Someone to give me the background information to remind me of who is who? How are they all connected?
No, there were times where I would stop it and be like, okay.
Great.
Tell me what this is. And like, he was like super into it, but now he's like, he texted me this morning.
Oh no, you're watching the whole thing.
Oh.
And you know, now there's like, there's in between movies that are not part of the saga, I think they call it.
Yeah,
I know, whatever.
I know, dude. I fucking know. He's sending me Star Wars memes like every 5 seconds.
Okay, I
want to
throw up.
I'm like, I don't want this. I don't want this. Okay.
Like, he realizes that's going to instantly just reverse your sex drive, right? Every time he sends one of those, things are just getting closed up.
He said, are you still doing a Star Wars
one? Oh, no. For the record, we are never doing a Star Wars episode.
Yeah, no, he's really into the Star Wars thing. Anyway, I can't find the fucking text, but he wrote, like, so what order do you want to watch these in? Like, do you want to go in, like, show order? Or, like, the, like, there's, like, some weird master
yes,
order that
yeah.
we're supposed to, like,
oh, there's
that
all
includes
different ones.
Mandalorian and cartoons. And I was like,
cartoons?
Yeah, let's just go with the regular shit.
What if you have to watch the little cartoon ones between it?
I won't. I won't do it. I can't do this.
Okay, fast forward this time.
Flask!
You will need a flask because fast forward this time next year, you're going to be at Comic-Con dressed as one of those people.
See, this is the thing is that I can't. I'm such a bitch that I can't get into that kind of, like, I can't ever let myself go that much.
I'm not a sci-fi
and I know
person
that he
either.
I know that he wants it. He wants it so bad. Like, he wants me to become a Star Wars girl.
No.
Here we go. When it comes to Star Wars.
Stop right there. Stop right there. That's where you put your finger up in his mouth and go, no.
Here we go. When it comes to Star Wars, he texted me this at 7:22 a.m.
Oh, I can't.
When it comes to Star Wars, do you want to stick to the release order? Or do you want to try this order I've heard about that legit sounds great? And then I texted him back 12 hours later. What's the order? And he goes, it's called the Rogue Order. It involves all the cartoons as well, if you want to go deep. If you want to just watch the movies, release order is probably best. And then 8 hours later, I wrote, let's just stick to the movies. And he goes, fair. I can't do this. And I'm going away on like a weekend with this person.
Oh, you're watching the movies. You are watching them the entire way. You know what? Maybe you knock some of them out on the drive. Like, you just watch it on the phone. You have it going, so he's got to concentrate on driving, and then you could be like, yeah, I'm watching this. Mm-hmm. You keep your eyes on the road. I'll just let you know if I have questions.
Well, at the beginning, he's like, so what do you know about Star Wars? I'm making him sound like such a douchebag. He's like a very, very sweet guy who
yes,
likes
him. Yes,
he's
into it. I get it.
I like him. He's like, ugh, I feel like such a bitch. He's so into me, and I'm just not that into him. But he's like, what do you know about Star Wars? And I was like, I don't know, fucking, like, I don't know. So, oh my God, at one point I said, oh, Han shot first. And he had like a fucking erect, like erection from
okay.
me saying that.
Amanda's arms just went up like a, yes, we can.
Rosie the River. He didn't actually get in it, but he was so excited that I said Han's shot first because I knew that reference.
I don't know
like,
that
yeah,
reference.
That's
what
why
does that
you...
mean?
It's just, oh, God.
Okay, no, I don't.
Part
don't
where they're in this...
I already.
No, let
don't
me.
Like
no,
that
let
I
me tell
this.
You.
Oh,
let
God.
Me tell you. I want to tell you. They're in a bar, and this fucking, like, mobster alien, you know, Jim Henson Muppet comes up to him, and he's like, you owe me money. And then Hans, like, Harrison Ford, shoots him, and then he shoots him back, and then it's a whole blah 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 blah, and it's this whole thing where like Han, but then when they remastered it, they had it that the alien shot first, so that they made Hans more likable.
His name is Han, by the way.
Han.
Right, and then Gretel came in, and it just like a shit show.
Is it really Han? Oh yeah,
it's Han.
Han
Solo.
Well, there's an S in the Solo, yeah. So there's a Han. It sounds okay. But there's a whole thing where people are like, well, Hans shot first, so he's a bad guy. Do you get that at all? Oh, God, I mean, watched the whole documentary about it.
I don't care.
I don't care either. Okay, let me say this, though. I liked the movie.
I told you. I said
the movie. I really did like it.
That's the only one that I've really seen from beginning to end, maybe twice, just because Dave and the kids were watching it or whatever.
Right.
I could sit down and watch that one. Did it make me want to watch the whole rest of the 14,000 of them?
God, no.
But like, yeah.
God,
okay.
No.
I'm good. I get it. We're good. I don't need to go any further, but it does.
But I like it's charming. Mm-hmm. And I like the B-movie quality of it. Like, I like that George Lucas was clearly trying to do, like, a 1930s homage to, like, B-movies.
Okay.
Super cute. Like, loved it. And I love just that Princess Leia, just she looks... she looks so much like Debbie Reynolds. Yeah. Like,
I have seen, I'm trying to think of the other ones that I have seen in the movie theater. I went with the kids and Dave to see The Force Awakens, and I think Rogue One?
God.
Don't know. Maybe.
I watched Solo with Bacon Fingers.
After those, I was kind of like, okay, yeah, I get it. The movie, did I know a lot truly what was happening in all the relationships? No.
Right.
But it was like, okay.
You're just kind of
looking.
You're not so much watching it as looking at it.
Oh, and I was definitely eating.
You're just looking.
Because it was a studio movie grill. So, I mean, once I had like my salad down, I was kind of like, well, guess got another 65 minutes to kill. That was really like the peak. And then the rest of it was just like, oh, I'm going to wait to go to the bathroom until I'm really bored. And then I'm going to take my time on the way back.
God, you saw that in the theaters? That's so rough. Yeah, I guess I'm going to be watching. And then at one point, he's like, so he paused it at one point.
Oh.
Because Obi-Wan Kenobi was talking to Luke Skywalker about his dad. And he's like, yeah, so he's talking to him about his dad. And I was like, yeah, so Darth Vader. And he's like, oh, you knew that. And I was like, fucking Walter knows that. The fucking spider on the ceiling knows that Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Yeah, I think I figured that out.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, I'm your father.
Yeah, there's that line, I think, that's quotable.
Yeah.
He was, like, really impressed, though. He's like, oh, so you knew that. And I was like, yeah. Yeah.
Now, Spaceballs.
I was born.
I could get into some Spaceballs.
Oh, Spaceballs is one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
Maybe I can swing that for next Friday. Because it's our Friday. I'm like, let's.
And then you could pause it. You could be like, hold on. Do you see what's going on here? She's in the bikini. She's in the...
He's still going to know more than me, I'm sure. But like...
Oh, I love Spaceballs.
Spaceballs I can watch. I will watch Spaceballs all day long.
Rick Moranis. Oh, so good.
He looks like my dad.
He does? Your dad looks different in every picture.
I used to think that Rick Moranis was my dad because my dad told me that when I was a kid. So I grew up thinking that Rick Moranis was my dad.
Oh.
And then, like, as a teenager, my dad was like, oh, I said that? Yeah, no, I'm not.
Oh.
And I was like, oh.
I used to tell Paige and Charlie that I was a rock star and that after they go to bed at night, I go in my closet and I spin around and then I become a rock star. I'm like, that's why you guys have to go to bed on time because I'm kind of a big deal. And they definitely believed it.
That's so cute.
My brother told me that him and his friends in high school were the guys that were UB40 that sang Red, Red Wine. And I totally believed him. He's like, listen, that's B, that's Brian, that's me right here. And I was like, oh, my God. My brother is so cool.
I think one of the lies that my mom told me that I know is not real, but I still want to believe it to this day, is this day that I had the flu when I was, like, in grade 2. And we were doing a field trip to Lake Bonavista, which was just like a beach.
Sounds like it's in Florida. But I think that's where Nickelodeon films.
No, it was like across the street from my school. But they were doing a field trip, and I remember crying because I was sick, but I couldn't go. And I was like, well, they're going to Lake Buena Vista, and like, I want to go in the water. And I remember my mom saying, no, actually, Amanda, I saw today on the TV that all of the water is disgusting and no one's allowed to even walk in it. And I believed that. Like, I still kind of believe it, but I know it wasn't real. Like, they all obviously went in the water.
You know?
But my mom was like, no, it was all fucked up. The water was fucked up. No.
No, I get it. I remember this was probably in first grade. I remember some girl in my class told me that it was an actual fact that every human on earth likes carrots. Like, even a little bit, you like carrots because Jesus liked carrots. And I kid you not, it was probably not until a couple years ago.
Where does it say that Jesus likes carrots? I've heard every Bible verse.
Well, it wasn't in the Bible. Earth. It was just like a fact. And it wasn't until a couple years ago. Oh, I was like, oh my God. Her parents probably told her, like, no, eat your carrots. Like, oh, you have to like it because Jesus liked it.
Jesus liked carrots.
Is that crazy?
No one likes carrots. I mean, I'll eat
fine,
a carrot.
But you're not like, oh my God, you know what I'm craving? Fine. Some baby carrots, am I right? You know what?
Just plain. You know what? I could straight
get
out of the bag.
Down with wet. A bat. Yeah. With like a cup, like a
celery.
Quarter cup of water just settling at the bottom, or extra dry.
Totally true.
Where they're just totally all kind of whitish. That's so good.
I have another thing to bring up here. I sent Jody a picture of my fingies yesterday. Tell me what you thought of that.
You're saying that, and I'm telling you, I think we have like some sort of twin telepathy because I can feel stinging all around my fingers.
Yeah, they hurt.
Cuticles.
They're constantly hurting.
You don't even have any cuticles left. They're just, they look painful
and
inflamed.
Well, okay, so for anyone new, I can't imagine anyone new is listening to this, but for anyone new, I chew my fingies ever since I was 13. I chew my cuticles like Caitlyn on Teen Mom, but it's gone like 20 years at this point. So now I'm like working my way like down the finger and like all the way around, and it's just disgusting. And my thumbs don't have knuckles anymore. Like I have knuckles, but I don't have the creases in the knuckles. It's just like a big, like,
I said, you need to take them. Like, you need two tubs of Aquaphor and just put your one hand in each and just let them soak in there.
Yeah.
They need hydration.
But then
10
hours later, but then what's going to happen is that they're going to scab up real nice, and then I'm going to start biting them again.
No, you.
It's disgusting. I'm disgusting.
You got to wear gloves. You got to lotion them up, put some gloves on.
I've tried everything. I've tried fucking everything. Here's my next point did you watch SNL Elon Musk?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was cute. I was surprised. You're right. You text me. You said something about like he was very charming, or you were surprised that he was charming. And I have to agree with you.
He was charming.
And I know he could be problematic.
The fact that he started it off. Yeah, I know the Mars thing. I mean, this guy that I'm dating like went off on it the other night, and I was like looking at him flabbergasted, and he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I kind of got a little too carried
away." Wait, what do you mean?
And I was like, "I don't even know what Elon Musk." He was just like, "He wants to fucking go to Mars now," and I was like, "Who? Like, I don't even know who this is." I thought Elon Musk was the person that fucking.
You
like,
thought he was
the
guy that
the
shot
out
Khan.
And, like, let him host SNL. I thought he was the guy that exposed all that shit,
and
now he's hiding.
Julian
in
Assange. Or no, Edward Snowden.
Yes, Edward Snowden. Oh, Snowden, the Snowdens.
Ooh. Now listen, in your defense, I kind of group them all in that same. I know they did something. They're really smart. It's like in that area.
Stuff that doesn't really.
Like, there's something kind of government-y.
Doesn't really bother me
there's
or
like
apply to me.
Documents and science or something. I'm with you. Get it. Totally get it.
Yeah. Stuff that's smarter than my pay grade. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, I'm watching Seeking Sister Wife over here, though.
Yeah.
So, Elon, but the fact that he went on and immediately said, I have Asperger's.
Yeah.
I think that really, like, whoever made that call, That was brilliant. Mm-hmm. Because the second he said that, I can watch this now in a more heightened kind of...
And he committed. View. He committed like, to the... his roles with no...
He was great!
He would be great at improv, actually. He'd be excellent.
He was cute. That Wario sketch was so funny. I watched it like 3 times.
Did you know his wife...
That courtroom one?
...was the one who played Princess Peach?
Yeah, she was... I looked that up because I was like, who is this horrible...
Yeah, I'm like, what's with the makeup and the... I didn't know what was going on, what I was looking at.
And the bad acting. Yeah, but he was so good. I thought he was great.
I agree.
I mean, good for him.
I agree, because there can be some...
If he's an asshole, that's fine. I even liked Donald Trump when he hosted SNL. I always feel empathy for people hosting SNL. I'm always like rooting for them. Donald Trump is obviously the worst. My favorite sketch of SNL in my entire life is Donald Trump's House of Wings. You really can't find it anywhere. He wanted it wiped from the internet, but you can find it if you research it, and it's my favorite sketch ever. Ever. And he's good in it. You have to kind of separate yourself from, like, how horrible the person is and just let them be the host of SNL. Okay. You disagree.
Let's talk about Miley Cyrus.
I don't like Donald Trump, okay? Miley Cyrus. What? She's fuck? Like...
She's so annoying. Like, okay,
can
we get
drink
it.
Drink some hot tea.
You're loud and you're sexual... Can you just... She's just...
She has a good voice. She just... It's not healthy.
And the hair. Like, can you just tone down one thing? Just everything about her is big and loud and annoying and just in your face. I don't get it.
I like her. It's just... She's not... She has a great voice and she's singing in the most unhealthy way possible. And this is coming from me who, like, never warms up. I'll drink milk and eat ice cream before singing. So
you're such a fucking badass over here.
I'm a badass.
Drinking milk before performing. What?
Hey, if you said that to an opera singer, they would grasp their pearls.
Well, I had a yogurt this morning and I can hit that high note. Jealous.
Did you shit?
What?
Jealous?
Did
you shit? Yogurt always makes me shit.
No. And I'm on my third black coffee. Did you know I drink black coffee? Inside joke. Just
Jesus
kidding.
Jesus Christ. I have another fun thing to tell you that you're going to hate. I have a date for July 2nd.
Okay.
You're really excited. You're
with? Who? So where?
I hate this. With the Doughboy. Because the Tomorrow War is coming out July 2nd on Amazon. And I'm going to his house. But I get to watch the Tomorrow War with somebody
which is
who
what?
Loves this whole
I have no idea
thing.
What Tomorrow War is.
Mike Mitchell is in the Tomorrow War. Chris Pratt stars in it. It's like a huge Hollywood movie. But Mike Mitchell, for the past 2 years, has been like filming it. And like they went to Atlanta and they did like episodes in Atlanta. And
how the hell does he
to
fit
it
in between it
with somebody
that,
who's gonna be...
that crazy Doughboys eating fast food schedule that they have and that hilarious podcast they have?
Did you watch that video that I sent you?
No, I didn't.
You just ignored it.
I don't have time in my day for mediocre dude humor. What is it?
Like sketch comedy. Well, just watch it. We'll talk about it next week. But anyway, Mike Mitchell will be in The Tomorrow War, premiering on Amazon July 2nd. Everyone, check it out. I will pay any amount of money. But I'm going to this guy's house who... He likes it as much as I do, so we're aren't you excited for me, at least, that I get to experience this with someone who's going to be just as nerdy as me?
I would much rather you watch it than be sending me clips. Be like, you watch this. It's funny. It's funny, right? It's funny. And me going, no. And Angela from The Office tone,
yeah.
No. No.
What
no.
am I supposed to do with this?
Exactly. Every time you send me a clip, it's like Angela with the flower. What am I supposed to do? Thanks.
But aren't you, but isn't that cute that I get to at least do this with somebody who's equally nerdy as me? July 2nd.
That's pretty far out.
Actually, he needs a couple extra days, so I think it might be like the 4th.
I'm going to say, I mean, this July is pretty 4th. Serious. If you're stretching this out that far, that's over a month from now.
Yeah, I mean, we had sex one time 4 months ago, and now our next date is July 4th.
So you're just not even going to bother seeing each other in between. This is just going to be
we have a tentative date for next Sunday.
You're going to cancel, aren't you?
But, I'll probably cancel.
It's like your favorite thing to do.
I have a few excuses lined up.
You always line up these things. You're like, we're going to go here, we're going to go there. And then I'll text you like, how was it? And you're like, oh, I canceled.
Hey,
something came up.
I like hanging out with my cats and my dog more than anything else. Do you have anything else on the docket here?
You know what? I'm going to pull up. I think we should just do this randomly. I'm just going to pull up UK Daily Mail, which is one of my favorites because it's just all trash.
Hi, George.
And let's just see what's going on in the world. If we have any hot takes. How is Daphne's Mother's Day while I'm pulling this up?
Did you see? I sent my mom flowers, you guys. They're tropical. And they opened, that one of them is starting to open up today.
Oh, and she's all excited.
I've sent it to you. I sent you a picture of it. Yeah.
All right. Let me see what happens. I'm very happy for her. It surprised me she likes the tropical. She seems more traditional.
She doesn't like the tropical. It's just that I decided to get her a tropical just because it was different.
All right, let me see. We have Kristen Cavallari and Brody Jenner kissed on the beach while filming her return to the Hills. Interested or
no? No way. I can't take it.
Okay.
No, that news
blew. So that's a pass. Celine Dion says being a mom is a privilege as she poses with her 3 sons in a sweet Mother's Day photo with a ginormous dog in the middle.
Well, I feel a little bit, I feel like she's kind of shitting on me because I don't have kids. So
do you think
she's trying to say
she is still heartbroken over René Angélique in his passing, or do you think she's moved on?
I think she is
on?
Because she met him when she was fucking, they've been together since she was fucking 13.
Oh,
so yeah, that's
hello.
Gonna fuck with her head.
Speaking of, how have we not talked about this? Josh Duggar. Talk about a fucking
this
segue right there.
This is what I keep wanting to ask you. Explain to me like I'm 5, because I don't know any of these people.
All right.
But I do know that I did read the story. I know all about the child porn.
Yeah, I mean,
and obviously he should be shot in the fucking face.
Right.
But tell me, who is this person? This is a brother?
Okay,
or
so Josh Duggar
husband or
is
what?
The eldest of the Duggar clan. He's the oldest.
Okay.
And
wait, have we done a Duggar episode ever?
We did. He was the one that got married to Anna. We watched their wedding. We recapped their wedding for Total Request Podcast, I think. Yes, it was their first kiss. It was their first kiss, and he was getting ready.
I thought it was that guy that's like kind of. I thought we watched the wedding of the guy who's like trans now.
What? Trans?
Isn't there that weird couple? Oh, this might not be the Duggars, though. This might be another like polygamous family.
I am.
Like the guy with like the long hair now who kind of like looks like a woman. I feel like I'm
Bruce
really
Jenner? I'm totally
not thinking of
who you're thinking of. No, Josh Duggar. Okay, if you remember,
the guy with the guy with the Tanya in his face and his throat. Who's the guy with the Tanya?
You're talking about Sister Wives, Tony and McKelty, and the trans.
Yes, he's not
trans. He's just
I thought he was long
hair. No, she just had a baby.
God, I'm not that out of touch.
And actually, this is going to come full circle for you. He's
really
into Star Wars. Like, I was convinced they were going to name their baby Jedi or something.
Oh,
I know.
What?
Shocking.
What a shock.
Like, he,
no way.
In photos of their house in the background, he has, what are those things called? Lightsabers. as decoration on the wall, like displayed that kind of love. Okay, Jesus. No, we're talking Christ. Duggars.
Okay, I kept seeing posts on your reality TV Orchard of Snark.
That's them. That's like not a lesbian couple. That's Tony and McKelty.
No, but I was just watching it, being like, oh, I guess he's like
trans. Josh Duggar turned into Tony.
So Josh Duggar is a different family.
Yes,
we watched
their wedding. Okay. They had, I want to say, they had some sort of like chicken salad sandwiches at their reception.
Is this where the woman sang?
No, that's Tony McKelty's Let Me Call You Sweetheart.
Jesus, it's all the same to me.
They got married in a big church. They
don't remember this at all.
They had their first kiss, and he sang a song during their ceremony to her.
Oh, my God.
Is this coming back to you at all? And then his cousin, Amy, was like, oh, is this your first kiss? And she was kind of flirting with him. And then after the ceremony, in the car on the way to their honeymoon suite at the Holiday Inn, they listened to some CD about making love to your spouse on the first night. You don't remember any
of this.
Was
I there for that? Was I really involved in this?
We recapped the episode. Yes.
I did this. I don't know.
Okay. On your phone right now, I want you to Google Josh Anna Duggar wedding, because you got to see it. It'll come back to you. It has to. And while you're doing that, from what I know, and this is an ever-evolving case, years ago, I want to say in like 2015, it came out that he molested his sisters.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah, I do remember this. Yeah, I remember how young she looked. Uh-huh. So I remember this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he molested at least four of his sisters.
Cool.
And then the sisters came out and were like, oh, we've forgiven him. And then his dad and mom, Jim, Bob, and Michelle, were like, well, we told the authorities, but then he was healed and he went to some sort of, you know, pray the molester away camp, and he learned his lesson and blah, blah, blah.
Really? Jesus.
So then TLC
Christ.
Took Jim, Bob, and Michelle off the air, but then the sisters, who were all getting married, had a show, a spinoff, Counting On, and it was like them getting married, having babies, whatever. But then slowly over the past couple of years, you'd start seeing Jim, Bob, and Michelle in the background, or they'd start making like little appearances, but never Josh. Sometimes you see Anna, but not Josh.
Okay.
So then a year or two ago, his business, and I think the big house, that's what they call Jim, Bob, and Michelle's house, was raided for weapons or something like that. And then there's also been scandals where they were doing charity work, but maybe they were kind of posing as like government help, but really they weren't, and they were whatever. I mean, does it shock you? They probably had weapons and all that weird stuff. But then it was also found Arkansas, I believe. So Josh's business, and I know I'm not getting this 100% accurate, whatever, but in a nutshell, Josh's business, he was like doing some sort of fraudulent shit or some shady stuff, and his used car lot, that was his business, it went under, whatever. So he and Anna moved back onto the property where the big house is, and like some little, I don't know, shed or something.
Oh my God.
And they've been living there. And then during this time, what was recently found out, what I read was he had some sort of tracking software, like Jesus God software, that he couldn't go on any pornography sites because he was addicted to porn. And he was also found out during the Ashley Madison thing. I mean, just an amazing guy. Awesome type of guy. And a couple weeks ago, they came out on their Instagram that she was pregnant with their seventh kid. And within days, the feds raid the house and all this kind of shit, take his phone, his computer. And on his computer, apparently he had like a separate or hidden hard drive that like you couldn't even see or access. It was like separated in two. So the software wasn't picking up all this shit he was searching and all the stuff he had saved.
Oh my God.
And what they found on there, from what I read, was that It was like photos of sexual abuse to minors.
Jesus.
Under the age of 12, but from what I read, it was like as young as 18 months and like 5 years old, like really disgusting. And keep in mind.
Yeah, no, I read that one of the cops was like, it's the worst of the worst that I've ever seen. Yeah. Like, it's in the top five of the worst I've seen.
So what he said.
I don't like kids, but that's so fucking.
I mean.
He should be dead.
He has been in a house with his own children.
He's a piece of shit.
Right. Piece of shit. He's been with, all of his kids are under the age of 11. And on this property, the big house, he's got younger siblings, siblings who have their kids who are coming around all the time, cousins and family and congregation and all that kind of shit. What he claimed, what he told the police was that right when he was arrested, he said, did you find child porn or whatever? And it's not. I think actually Cara Berry said something like, you know, it's not child porn. Let's just say it's sexual abuse. That's what it's evidence of. That's no matter where you get it, if it's your own. But he immediately said, well, I had colleagues or coworkers that had access to my passwords. And that's why he had that smug smile on his face in his booking shot.
Yeah, that mugshot makes me.
But he got out, which is beyond me that they would let him out.
I can't believe he's out.
Like, how many more instances of him skirting the system and hiding shit do you need? And
like, he's allowed to be around his own kids. That's so fucked up.
If Anna is there. If his wife, who is also...
Yeah, but is she complicit, though?
Well, that's the thing. For the most part, I think she is a victim of this because... I mean, she doesn't have an education. She's stuck in this. All the people around her, for the most part, are also excusing his behavior or enabling this stuff.
Yeah, but also have a social worker.
Right.
Have a person but who's like, not
can we trust Anna? Can we trust her in this situation? Yeah. You know?
Fuck, man.
So anyway, yeah, he's released. He can be around his own kids as long as she is there. And what was the other thing? He can go to church. He can't go on the computer. But I mean, again, how are they gonna track all this shit? And his defense so far is that
he can get
a
burner
him.
Phone and just and like go on.
Yeah,
you can just get a burner phone.
I think his court date is July 6th that he has got to go back. But in the meantime, my God, he's around children, whether they're his own or other people. What the hell?
The fact that this, like, cop who's been on the force for, like, years
this is
like,
their
this
job
is one
of doing
of the worst
this.
Things I've ever seen. Yeah. He's like, this is the worst of the worst of the worst.
I mean, isn't that almost like sending an abuser back to the house where he's been beating up his wife, but being like, well, as long as her sister is there, it's
fine.
Well,
it's like how the fucking Dimitri Snowden's... restraining order was dropped just because the judge decided to throw it out.
Right.
It's like, this is a failure of the fucking system.
Yeah.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
That is so fucked up, my God. Well, yeah, and then you look at this, and TLC still hasn't fired the Duggars or fired the Snowdens, but they fired...
I mean, the Snowdens, I think, is one thing. The Duggars, I mean, not that I enjoy a lot of their beliefs and that kind of stuff, but if you look at the daughters... They've been thrown into this thing since they were very young. So now that is their livelihood. So now should they be penalized and cut off from their livelihood because of fucking Josh? I mean, I don't know what the answer
is. Well,
then
they need to address it, I think. I think they need to
they've put out statements that they're disgusted and their hearts are broken about this.
Oh, you are. You're so cool.
It's like, is this to his nieces and nephews and his... cousins and his own kids or
definitely
he should rot that's in jail in general population.
Yeah,
and I want all the horrible things done to him. Oh, and you know what his I guess real job is, where he was probably getting money besides the car lot? You know, he's buddy buddy with like Ted Cruz and all these DC lobbyists.
Whoa.
He was like head of like Family First or whatever that is, you know.
Yeah,
Christian Family Coalition. Such a godly man.
He cares about kids.
I mean, as long as he prays, right?
He's a God. He's a God-fearing gentleman.
God told him. He heard God say, "You're forgiven."
Oh, Jesus.
Horrible. Well, that's
well, his
grown.
Court date is 2 days after my big right. Tomorrow War date. So, big week coming up. First week.
Yeah,
of July.
Yeah. It's just gonna be hopping. So that's the second, and then July 4th, we're gonna have Independence Day. Maybe by then you'll have seen all the sure. Star Wars, and then we'll have Josh Duggar.
And the end of July, I have that trip planned with this guy that's non-refundable.
Ooh, you're going.
A weekend trip.
Okay, I guarantee he's going to have made you watch all the Star Wars by then. And then, you know what else? You know what you're going to move on from?
We're going to break up. I mean, if there's no way we won't break up by the end of that, because I will be so annoyed.
No, you're going to watch it, and then you're going to move on to Lord of the Rings, and then you're going to move on to Harry Potter.
No.
Yeah.
No, I will do Harry Potter. I can handle Harry Potter. I can't do this.
And if your this. Love lasts after that, then I think you might
There's
be
no
dipping
love,
your toe into Star Trek.
Right.
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm your friend. I'm here to deliver a little warning that Star Trek is
I don't like
is
him
on
enough.
The horizon.
I don't like him enough for I don't like him enough for that. I'm not into it at all. At all. I like his dog more than him.
Well, is his dog's name?
Whenever he drops off his dog every Friday in the morning, I'm like, Leo! Okay. And he's like, oh, of course you're saying hello to the dog first. And I'm like, yeah. That's why I started talking
so
to him.
So if you were to gift him a little baby Yoda stuffed creature.
Oh, God, baby Yoda.
Maybe for, when's his birthday?
I don't know. Fuck if I know.
What if you're going? Care. What if you're going away on this weekend and it's his birthday weekend?
Oh wait, it is his birthday. Remember, I told you that. He told me. He's like, I bought this. Oh, by the way, it's my birthday that weekend, so you know I'm expecting something fun to happen.
Oh, you know what that means. You know what he's hinting
let's
at.
Give him a blowjob. Let's give him a blowjob.
But you're gonna have to wear. You're gonna have to wear. One of those Star Cruiser helmets. One of the white guys. What are they called?
As Princess Leia with the with the buns.
Or like Darth Vader. You just flip up the front thing and then you just go to town.
I need to get I need a way out of this.
Stormtrooper.
I need a way out
Stormtrooper.
We have 2 months to get me out of this, guys, so let's all work together to get me out of this.
I'm gonna find you a cute little get up. I'm writing it down right now.
I hate you.
Princess Leia.
On that note,
okay.
Let's wrap this up.
All right. So what do we have coming up on We Love to Hate TV? We are going to be recapping an episode of our Marriage Boot Camp.
Marriage Boot Camp. And Sister Wives, of course.
And then Until Request Podcast, we're recapping an episode.
Seinfeld, Kenny Rogers, Chicken Roasters.
Can't wait.
So good. I already watched it. I'm so excited. And Big Ed's, 90, Big Ed?
Yeah.
Is that what he called
90 Day Journey.
Yeah. 90 Day Journey.
Episode 2, but I mean, let's just be honest. We'll be talking about everything, really.
Yeah, let's talk about just the whole season, honestly. Let's just talk about it.
Okay.
But we'll kind of recap that season. But I really want to talk about also that episode where he wakes up and he's like laying like on the wall with the pillow. He's all sweaty.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to be totally honest with you here. You were wondering how much boob sweat I get. Just picture both of my boobs like as Big Ed in that sweat by the end of the day. It's just two Big Eds just sitting in my bra.
She's like,
just sweaty.
She's like, good morning. She's like, how did you sleep? And he's like, to be honest, I didn't sleep well. do an as an oh my God before we go out.
Oh my God. it's more him just turning his head away from her as she's nuzzling in.
Oh my God.
Can I kiss your shoulder?
It's like, it's at the end of the oh my God. He's almost like, he's swallowing his throw up that just came in. Like, oh my God.
Oh. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us over here. Make sure you subscribe and
tell your friends.
Leave us
a nice rating and review.
A nice review would be wonderful.
That would be nice.
And until next time, what baby wants, baby gets.
What baby wants, baby gets.
Bye.